body, speech, and mind held in perfect oneness. I send my heart along with the sound of the bell. May the hearers awaken from forgetfulness and transcend all anxiety and sorrow.
Namo Balokitesvara. Good evening, my dear brothers, sisters, and friends. Today is Friday, the 9th of September, 2016. We are having our weekly meditation session. How are you this evening? I'm very happy to see all the brothers, sisters, and friends again, and because since July up to now, and I have a chance to come back with the Sangha on Friday, because after the summer event in our temple, I have a lot of events around North America to attend, and my last trip was in Vancouver, Washington State on last Monday. So after the retreat there, I come back home and have a little rest. So I'm very happy because I still have another 3 Fridays with the Sangha. And last night when I realized that when I look at my schedule, I know that I will be with the Sangha for 3 Fridays. So I sent Grace an email. And I remember my subject when I sent her an email, and I said, I have arrived, I'm home. I'm home, that means I don't have to wander around anymore. I can stay with the Sangha for a few weeks. And as we realized that today is the 9th, so 2 more days, the whole world will commemorate the 15 years of the 911 in New York. It's a tragedy day for many of us to reflect. First, time flies. It's 15 years already. So therefore, when we look back in the past 15 years, and many things change. Many things change. Last night, when I doing some research, and suddenly I saw a clip, a video clip about a funeral of one of the monk that I very respect and admire since I was very young. And this monk passed away when he was only 41. But he was very well known and very well respected by many Vietnamese Buddhists in Vietnam. And this is his 20 years some year that he passed away. And then when I have a chance to look in that video clip, and I saw many monks and many nuns that I knew, now they turn 60, 70, and I count, I try to count how many passed away in this 20 years, and I realized many people, many monks and nuns in that video clip 20 years ago now also depart. I have a man, same as my age. He was a truck driver. And one day, just two days ago, after he finished working, on the way he drive home, and he called his wife, keep the door open, he almost home, and make him some dinner. So the wife just prepare. And then when he parked in front of his house, he get off the car and he collapsed. When his wife bring him up with many neighbors around, brought him to the car, and they tried to bring him to emergency, but he died a few minutes later that. So he did not have a chance to go to emergency. Same as my age. So when the family in Australia called me and told me about the story, and I said, and the lady told me that, Thay, I really, now I can touch what is called life is fragile, impermanent and short. And I said, well, if this happened in the family, and this will be a real time, it's time for you to share and remind everybody in the family. This healthy man have no signal of sick at all. But he can, you know, we cannot tell when. Death can come to us anytime. So therefore, we have to take this and reflect, not to get sad, but to live more mindfully and more appreciation and more, you know, mindfully. Especially with those in our family member and people around us. There is a young man who came to a monk and he complained, Master, how come I never success anything in my real life? And he doesn't mean only about his business, only his career, but also, you know, with his communication, with his relationship, everything along with people, he never gets success on anything. And the monk said, maybe because you are not giving enough. He said, giving? I'm too poor. I have nothing to give. The monk said, I did not ask you to give money, material. But there are more, many other things that you can give. What can you give every day without money? You don't need to pay, but you don't have to do anything hard that you can give. It's just smiling. We have extra, we have plenty of smiling that we can give. So one of the mindfulness practice that every one of us, we need to practice is smile every morning when we wake up. I used to put something that I like, where every time when I look at it, I smile. I used to have those around in my room. Sometimes I put my young monk's picture when they were a little boy. And I have sometimes I put something that they gave me when they were young. I put around my room, so every time I look at it, I smile. And I'm very sure that we all have something like that. And if you really do not have anything, you can write the word smile and you take it on the ceiling. So every morning when you wake up, you look at the word, you have to pronounce the word smile. And when you pronounce the word smile, then of course your face has to smile along with the word that you pronounce. And this is the verse that we can remember. Wake up this morning, I smile. I have 24 brand new hours to live, and I vow to go through this day mindfully. So every time, every morning when we wake up, the first smiling we have to give is give this smiling to ourselves. How wonderful, I still have a day to live. When we say a day, just say it, but we're not sure. Just like the man said, keep the door open, prepare dinner, I will come home and have dinner with you, honey. But we never have that. So one of the subjects that I used to meditate on, the death and tomorrow, which one comes first? I used to remind myself little thing like that. Death and tomorrow, which one comes first? Sometimes we say, I'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow is too soon. Today is 8 o'clock, so tomorrow, well, not just a few hours later. But nothing for sure. So sometimes we say, well, I will see you tomorrow. I will do that tomorrow. But maybe the death will come us earlier than what we call tomorrow. So what is the practice here? What is the purpose of meditation? Not for one day we become Buddha. And though do not misunderstand that one day you become Buddha, I mean every step you make there is a lotus underneath, and then you can sit on the fire or you can do some magic. But the purpose of meditation is for us to calm ourselves down and to see what is right in front of us. And to see clearly what we have to do. And if we realize the purpose that we have to live happily in the present moment and make people around us happy with the way we live. Buddha means the one who awakes. Buddha means the one who has the capacity to live happily in the present moment. Buddha is not someone that we cannot reach and we wait until we die to meet. But we can meet the Buddha because Buddha is the nature of awakening that every one of us, we have this nature. We have the nature of calmness. We have the nature of happy. But how come we're not happy? Because we're always looking for, but we never seeing right in front of us. I'm looking for happiness. I'm looking for tomorrow. But there are so many things right in front of us we never see. We spend a lot of time to looking for things. So the song we sing that I have arrived, I am home. That we used to sing this song during our session a lot. But sometimes we have a lot of time to running, but we don't have much time to arrive. This is our habit. We're running a lot, but we don't have time to arrive. So if we're able to cultivate smiling, also release a lot of stressful, a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety, a lot of sorrows, a lot of worries. Vietnamese used to say this, một nụ cười bằng 10 thang thuốc bổ. One smiling can equal to 10 pills of multivitamins. So instead of taking 10 pills of multivitamins every day, then you just laugh a lot, smiling a lot. And you know, to me, I think that there are a lot of things that we look at that we can smile. There are a lot of things that are able to nourish you. I remember just one day when I come back from after a month away from the temple, I miss the Sangha. I miss some night that we chant together. And even though that day I just arrived in the afternoon and a little bit tired, but I love to put on my robe and come to the meditation hall with the Sangha. And that night, all the young monks, they are not back to school yet, so we all have one night together. And when I stand in the row with all the monks and nuns and the members, I do the chanting with my full of happiness, full of joyful. I don't know any day that you feel so warm, so cozy that you cook for your whole family and your kids play around, your husband help you or your wife help you. You feel so happy any evening like that. And I'm sure that you do have something like that. Because in the temple, sometimes we cook together. Sometimes, you know, I'm cooking, the monks try to help me to set up the table. We live like a family. And when you think of this, give you a lot of joyful, lot of happiness. And I think, you know, the young monks, they know that when I'm happy to see them. So I ask them to tell me, to report to me that they are home every day after school, no matter how late. And I'm happy to see them. You know, sometimes they go somewhere a little bit late, but when they arrive to the temple, they knock on my door, and when I open the door, I see them, and I'm feel safe, you know, that they are home. I'm happy that they are home. So one thing that you can give, you don't have to pay, you don't have to make anything, just you're smiling. So smiling a lot. One another thing that you can give with our money is your good thoughts. When you see something, instead of judging, instead of thinking about negative, you should think positive. And this is what we call a good thought. This evening, there is a senior about over 70 years old. She came to me with a very sick, very sad, and she said, "Thai, I am single, I am alone. And lately I cannot sleep, I'm very sick and I just worry." I said, "What you worry?" She said that, "I worry that when I die, nobody take care for me." I said, "Why you have to worry something like that? The thing that you should concern is, am I happy now?" Let's say if one day we learn that you are no longer, you pass away, even nobody, you know, take care for your funeral, the temple still can do it. So don't worry about that. The thing that you should prepare now is, am I able to let go of all the things in me? Like negative thoughts. If anyone accidentally make you angry, can you let go of that? That's what I want you to worry. And don't worry about after you die. And even you know, after we die, what happened to this physical body? It's become a jar of ash. So whatever people doing on it, we don't have to worry. How to live and how to live. So a good thoughts always give you a lot of encouragement. What else we can give? Our kind word. Every day we have conversation with someone. We always use words to express our feelings. don't we? Then how can we put words together to express our feelings? It's one point. But the other point is the one who listened to us. How do they feel when we express our feelings? So sometimes we just concern for our feelings. This is what I feel. I just want to make it out. That is correct. But the other is, you express your feel. Do you care for another feeling, how they feel after they hurt you? This is meditation. So what is Buddhist? The way to live. Why we learn the Buddha's teaching? To train ourselves to live a better life. The Buddha's teaching is not for us to become philosophy or to become a philosopher, but for all of us to become a practitioner, to become the one who lives full of happiness, and we're able to make people around us happy. It's all right. This is the world of freedom. You can say what you want. You can say, but the practice here is, you are free to say, then you are free to think. Think carefully before you talk. Because we have lots of words, why don't we use something positive to make people, you know, feel comfortable with the words? We like to choose the good food. We like to choose the good words. Then everybody the same. One day there is a young boy, to his teacher. Teacher, can you please help me to confess? What the teacher asked him, what did you do wrong? He said, I always say something and make people, you know, hurt and upset and get mad about the way I talk, and after that I feel regret. The master bring him to a room and take out a pillow. He tear the pillow and he throw the pillow up, and I have all the cottons in the pillow all over the room. So, and the teacher asked him to help the teacher to collect all the cottons, put back to the pillow. No matter how much they try and how much they spend, they cannot clean up, you know, the mess, and they cannot take all the cottons back to the pillow. And the master said, same thing, my dear. Your words, when you express, you explode, it's like the cottons all over the pillow, out of the pillow. It's very hard for you to take them back. And yesterday I read a very beautiful quote from the book. Do you know that a minute of angry, you can say things to justify your anger just in a minute, but you have to take a lot of time to solve the problem? Then why you have to take hundreds of hours to repay for a minute of angry? Sometimes just a minute of angry, we can do something wrong. Then we have to spend hundreds of hours or hundreds of days to correct, to fix. Then why don't we carefully before we break it? And this is, you know, meditation. So when you come here with us on Friday, you sit on the cushion. This is the time of training and experience of our meditation. But you need to bring meditation home. You need to bring meditation on every step you make. You need to apply meditation on every single word you use. Meditation becomes our breath. Because with our mindfulness, lots of things can happen. You know, last Monday, I asked the temple where I attend the retreat to bring me to the airport soon because I didn't want to miss my flight. And because we fly back to Canada, we need 2 hours before. And then when I sit and I talk to the man beside and I look at my ticket, instead of I have to know that 7:20 is my boarding time. I don't know why I look 8 o'clock is my boarding time. So about 8 o'clock, I bring my ticket and I said, "Oh my God, your flight depart." But very lucky, when I'm checking in, I thought that's my flight, but that is the next flight. But I have a connection flight back to Edmonton at 12. So I need, if I caught this flight, then I have to run. So I will be on time on my connection flight. You see, just a minute of not carefully enough, not mindful enough, you may look at the wrong time and you may late for everything. And when I reflect like this, and this can apply for many things in our daily life. It's like Brother Johnson booked the dentist appointment for Andy. He just tell Andy that you have the appointment at 12. But he did not arrange who will pick up Andy from school to the dentist office. And Andy forgot to take care about his ride to the dentist. So 1 o'clock he called me from his school. He said, "Tai, who will pick me up?" It's 1 o'clock already. So just a small thing, but we can see that, you know, sometimes we just say it, but we forgot that what's next. We forgot to arrange everything, then everything will be delayed. So what I want to introduce is about meditation. So do not misunderstand that meditate on the cushion every night. You need that every day. You need the time that to sit calmly on the cushion, because this is the best time to calm ourselves, to bring the whole energy of meditation. But after that, we need to invite the spirit of meditation along with our life, with our daily life. When we talk, when we eat, when we drink, because if we are not mindful to take the right food, the food may cause us sick. So meditation on the food we eat. Meditation on our medication. Meditation on the weather. You see, it's, you know, sunny, but who knows, it's cold outside. So we must bring a jacket with us so we won't get sick. Something like that. It's small, but tiny thing like that can add up a major thing. If we do not care about the tiny thing, one day it become a major. So we can give the smiling, the good thought, the kind words. Every time when we invite the bell, and the one who invite the bell must breathe 3 times at least before they can invite the bell. Because the sound of the bell will make people feel comfortable with the sound of it. So make sure the one who invite the bell is also calm. So that's why they have to recite the gatha, the verse. Body, speech, and mind. That means our body, our speech, our thinking. These 3 things we need to bring together. When we sit here, make sure we are here, not anywhere else. Body, speech, and mind, held in perfect oneness. I send my heart along with the sound of the bell. May the hearers be awakened from forgetfulness and transcends all anxiety and sorrows. Sometimes you invite the bell with your anger, and you make many people who listen to your bell, to your sound of the bell, they feel they can affect your anger. Learn to, you can give your appreciation. Every day when we come to the meal, we used to join our hands and we bow. So when you come to the temple, you see sometimes, you know, we always join the palm like this and greeting to each other. We say, we express our thanks to the one who gives us something with also like this. This is the hands of appreciation. This is the hands of greeting. Instead of shaking hands, instead of, waving like this, and all we need to do is join your palms and appreciate. So when I join my palms, you see that when I come out to the meditation hall, first I greet him to the Buddha. And I also bow to the cushion. What does this mean? I appreciate somebody already set up a place for me to sit on. So also when you come to the night on Friday, before you sit down, you greeting to the Buddha, and you also look at the cushion and you bow, because the cushion will become something to help you to sit properly and comfortable. So we appreciate the set of cushion and mats, because this help us to sit so we can feel, you know, more comfortable when we sit on. Someday our hot water have problem. We only have cold water. And you know, if we during the winter time only cold water, and you know, you wish that the hot water can work soon so you can use it. But any day that the hot water is on, come back to normal, in that minute do you feel appreciate, wow, wonderful, the hot water already working. So sometimes in our daily life, if we have difficulties, it doesn't mean this is a bad thing. But sometimes this is a time for us to appreciate what we have before. When we open the fridge, we always have food. We never appreciate. So if any day that nothing to eat, then the day that you have food to eat is a holy day. So to me, every day is my holy day. I don't need to take vacation to enjoy my holiday. Every day is my holiday because I'm happy. You know, I have three meals a day. I have food, I have clothes, and I have friends, I have brother, sister around me. It's all day, already a day, a pleasure day for me. So that's why people will wonder, how come I never say nothing about food? Anything people give me, I can feel tasty of it, because I know that there are a lot of people around the world, they have nothing to eat. So any day that you feel, you know, this taste about the food, you almost get sick of it. Think of the world. Many people now, they have no food, no clothes. And we are like this, is how wonderful. So even just some soy sauce with rice or a piece of bread with peanut butter is already more than enough. As long as, you know, there is food for us to serve us when we're hungry. So someday if you have problem, don't think too much negative about that, but you think this is the day of challenging. This is the day to help me to grow up a little bit. When we were young, every time we go to school, our parents brought us to school. But when we become teenager, we go to school, we have to take bus. And we appreciate all the days that our parents brought us to school. So appreciation is one of the things that you can practice, you can give. Because the time that you appreciate, you make people feel comfortable because they try their best to serve us. But how come we still do not appreciate what they have done for us? especially young people. They need to learn this because they have to learn how to appreciate everything they have. Sometimes I talk with the little kids about their kumon. Their parents pay for them to take kumon, but they never do their homework. And I ask them, do you know how much your parents pay for that? Thousands of dollars per year. And how much time you need for each of the homework you do? Only 5 minutes. 5 minutes you do your homework in kumon. Your parents have to work a whole day to pay for that. And they don't appreciate, you know, because they do not pay for that. So when you don't pay for anything, you don't see the value of it unless you pay for it. There was a boy who always wasted money. And one day his dad told his mother not to continue to give money to him. But she, you know, hiding him, still giving money. And the father said, "You have to show me the money that you make by your own. You make money by your own." So when the boy come home, "Here, father, this is the money that I'm working." The father used the money, throw into the mud. He's still standing there and look at the money. He said, "I'm sure this money is not yours." So one day he really go to work. He worked at McDonald's for only 5 hours at $5 per hour. He bring home, "Daddy, this is my real money that I make by my own." He used the $5, throw in the mud. He jumped into the mud and tried to cut the money back. And now the father believed him. "Yeah, now I know this is your real money." Because he have to work for hours to have $5. But if he have this $5 from his mother and he never appreciate. So sometimes when the kids now they go to university, they have a laptop, they have iPhone, they have iPad, they got a ride, they have everything. But let's say some of us here 20, 30 years ago when we attend university, do we have a laptop? We have to write everything by our own. Is that correct? So now they are very simple. They bring their iPhone and they just click the record. What the teacher told, they record and they can go home and they can listen again. But at our time, maybe we don't have those things like that. We need to use real time to listen to the teacher. So someday if we have, you know, little bit lack of material, but that is the time for us to live with appreciation. I remember one day we have thunderstorm and the temple have no power for hours. And people looking for candles and I said, "Oh, this is the time that we come back to the old times." So when we have power again, we will appreciate that. So if we don't have sick, we never sick. We never appreciate when we are healthy. So it's good to something we have little bit difficulties to help us to learn what is called appreciation. What else can we give? We can give encouragement. A lot of people, when they do something, they need us to support and encourage. The same as us. We need someone to encourage us to do something that we are unable to do. There was a young man from Vietnam, and I learned that he smoked when he was very young. And I talked to him, I said, "How long have you smoked?" And he told me that he smoked since he about 17, 18, and now he is 30. And I said, "I think it's enough. You can think that when you arrive here, this is the time, a chance for you to renew your life. Smoking is not good for your lung. You just burn money and burn your lung. Both money and your lung, your health, they both damage. So smoking totally don't bring you any benefit. And if you hang around with people who smoke, you can get influence. I can understand that. But now when you arrive to this new country, you begin everything. You have to learn English. You learn how to adapt with this new lifestyle. Everything is new. Then you also can renew your body. You can now have a chance to refresh your lung. So give yourself a chance. Don't just say, no, I get addicted to it. I get used to it. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves that a chance for us to refresh and renew. This is what I practice to make me release my anger. Sometimes people say, oh, it's the end of the year, try to let go of everything so we can celebrate a new year. But to me, this is what I practice. If someday I'm not happy, I would say, it's almost end of the day, I should let go of everything so tomorrow I have a new day. If you say it's the last day, you have to wait until December, too long. Let's say it's not, if now it's September, you wait until the 31st of December to practice letting go, you have to suffer for a few months, it's quite long. And this is my practice. It's almost end of the day, so let it go. So tomorrow we have a new day to live. What is this meditation? You have to create your own way of living to make yourself happy. You have to make yourself full of energy of living. Because if not, then you cannot help yourself and you cannot help the others. Our life is not just for ourselves, but we also live for our ancestors, for our parents. Even though they pass away, but we know that we carry our whole ancestor, our grandparents, great-grandparents and parents, they are in us. Their blood circulates in us. So if we're angry, they're also angry. If we're happy, they're happy. If we have the energy of living, they also have that energy of living. We can give our happiness. We can give our time. We have lot of time. Sometimes we say, I don't have time. Sometimes we say that, I don't have time. Yes, we all have time, but the point is, how do we use our time? Some people, they will say, oh, I will try to find something to do to kill my time. Why we have to kill our time? Some people, they are really don't have enough time to do something for others. When we say negative things like that, we feel negative. But if we say, I will use my time wholeheartedly, then we give ourselves different energy, energy of living. Everything depends on our mind. If you think it positive, it's positive. Today there is a lady who are not feeling well who came and see me and said, Thai, can you look at my hands? Maybe something wrong. Maybe the ghost tried to do something with my hands. And I said, yeah, I saw it when you came in. She said, what you see? I said, you're a healthy girl. If you think it's healthy, if you think it's normal, it's normal. If you think it's not normal, it's become unknown. What happened? Because you're feeling. You scare yourself. Do not scare yourself. When you stay home alone, you don't feel anything. But if you make a phone call to your friend and your friend asks, who are you staying home with? Just alone. Really? Don't you scare? Then we feel, oh my God, now I can feel my house very cold. You know, when people, you when just a word of another person beside you make you feel differently. So that's why we need to come back to take care of the mind, because everything depends on the mind. Why we meditate, we look down. We don't open widely. Look down, symbolize for come back to yourself, reflect to yourself. What kind of energy you have the most? Oh, I have full of energy, of love, of understanding, of forgiving. But how come lately I don't have this kind of energy? Because lot of negative things around to influence me. There is so much anger in the air in the world. And if we want to donate, invest, we need to invest positive to this air, to this world. So we can breathe, we can enjoy the fresh air more than pollution. One day, just a few days ago, I also met a mother who came to tell me that, you know, now their daughters live very scary because they argue every day. And I told the mother, when we helping a kid, not only food or clothes, but the way we live is also the way to nourish a person. In Vietnamese song, there is a song called Thinking About the Tree. Seeing a tree, I'm thinking about a human. Because trees, they stay together, so they can call a forest. A single tree cannot call a forest. Many trees stay together to help each other survive. There are some pines that they need to be together in order to be growing up and support each other. We have to be together in order to supporting each other. So when you meditate, it will help you to get stronger in your inner, your inside. If you have the habit of scary, of fear, of lonely, you just continue to meditate and feel that you have full of love from people around you. The same as I told this senior this afternoon. Don't think that you are alone. You know that you have friends around you. You have brothers and sisters who are not your real brother sister, but they are in the same community with you. What else we can give? Our prayer. When I go to India, lots of people who are poor. But we do not dare to take the money to give because thousands of them will come out and block us up. Or sometimes we driving on the street, we see poor people. What can we do? Instead of that, you send your prayer. May these people have enough food and clothes. Even we cannot give. But what can we give to them? Our prayer, our thoughts, our good thoughts about for them. When I drive on the street, suddenly I saw some animal die because of the car. I always pray for them. When I pass by some animals on the road, and what I close my eyes and I pray for them. May this animal reborn in a better place. So even the animals, but if they can live in the place where they have no accident like this, it's always better for them. You know, if you have a chance to go back to poor countries like Vietnam or Cambodia or something like that, and you see the cats in this Western country is more luxury than the pets in our country. Because they don't have their own food. They don't have, you know, something. The way we treat pets here totally than the way we treat the pets in back to those countries. Not because they are bad, but their condition. Even them, human, they don't have enough food. Then how can they have enough food for the pets? So is the pets in this country, they still have a lot of fortunate. They still have a lot of merits. So I can sit here and share with you like whole day, whole night about what you can share. Today I just point out something. But if you are calm enough, you will feel that you have a lot of things inside that you can share, you can give. We are not poor at all. We are very rich. Because what we can give here is not thinking about clothes or money, but you can give lots of things, even your time, your help, your support, your encourage, your words, your smiling, your presence. Yesterday, I almost come to the prayer in the temple. A phone call from a senior home. Thai, my mother passed away. We really need you, and we have to go there. And the family is so happy, and they said, we cannot believe that you are here very fast, and your presence with the community really help us. I do not make the prayer in the temple, but I make the prayer at the senior home. I was there for the family. Sometimes you go attend a funeral. You are not only there for the one you know, because that person died, so you come. But remember, you are there for the one who's still alive. Because your presence gives them understanding how their mothers live. Because their mothers live good, that's why the mother have a lot of friends. So the results of the funeral will become a lecture for the whole family to learn to live like their mother, their father, or their brother, or their sister. The family have been lived nice, so that's why when they die, people come and support and help. You don't know the family, you just know the one who died. But your presence, maybe the death one can realize or not, we don't know. But the family appreciate your presence. So with meditation, once you calm enough, once you calm enough, you increase your mindfulness, your insight, and automatically you can create a lot of things that you can give to the others. And this is one of the beautiful ways that we can donate, that we can give to our entire life. The society now, a lot of anger, a lot of suffering, a lot of anxiety, a lot of troubles. We cannot give happiness to anyone, but we try to reduce, create more problems. This is a blessing. You cannot give any good words to anyone, but please do not gossiping about them. Do not say bad things about them anymore. So this is the positive way for us to give. In our Buddhist tradition, there is a month that we try to cultivate any good things that we can. That is the seventh month of the lunar calendar. Because this is our tradition that we have a whole month to do anything good to others. You can give food, you can give clothes, you can appreciate, you can do anything as long as everything comes from your good heart to give. So this is the month to cultivate good deeds. Thank you for your presence. Your presence is a gift. Thank you for your listening. I hope you enjoy your weekend. And we also have next Friday. And I will see you next Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Now, what you can give to yourself is a full massage for your legs.